This week, we're going to cover what separates a victim from a victor when it comes to investing. Hint, it's all about where we put our focus. So as we come into Q4, here at the end of the year, getting ready for that calendar to flip unbelievably, it's a very natural exercise as everybody both reflects on what has been as well as looks forward to what might come. Knowledge, insights, preparation, prediction. I think if you ask a lot of people, they would say, yeah, those have got to be the key aspects that it takes to be successful when it comes to investing. The key difference that we really call out is, you know, as it relates to markets, that again is more about emotional preparation. Understanding things are not going to necessarily go as they plan, knowing the certain risks that may or may not manifest, the certain opportunities that again may or may not manifest, and really being positioned to weather whatever may come as best you can through, again, diversification, planning, etc. The key difference is the real area of focus you need to apply that knowledge, that preparation again, is to yourself as much or more as to the markets. What do you need to, again, weather whatever may come down the road? What is your style, your bandwidth, whether that's volatility, whether that's taxation, or that's where you invest and what types of things you invest? Those things have a wide array of different possibilities that can still work for an investor. But when you get that right or get it close enough, it gives people the conviction to, again, stay the course through the various challenges. And speaking of challenges, we've got plenty in the market dominating headlines. The government is shut down. That's beginning to weigh a little bit more all the time. Again, wasn't initially a big issue for markets, but that's beginning to weigh. Kind of mixed messages on the labor front. Some data that shows some renewed strength. Other data speaks that we're definitely in a soft patch as we head in to Q4. But with the government shutdown, not a lot of the normal data sources coming out, we're kind of flying blind. And the Fed has talked about that. Still of the camp that the Fed is likely to cut in December, particularly kind of given the general collective of the data and what's out there with respect to the labor market. But we will see. Another big concern I want to call out that's in the market testing investors before we get to where we want our focus to end the year is breadth of the stock market. Here, a big difference. Strategists put out some great information on that. We're like, yeah, it's not the broadest market. We certainly all know about the concentration into a handful of stocks. But a lot of the analogies he discusses back to 1999 just fall flat from the standpoint that you still have a Russell 2000 that's been generally moving up, pretty close to some near-term highs, very different than what we started to see in terms of more of a bifurcation of markets, again, in that 1999.com bubble that everybody seems to want to overlay onto AI and tech in today's market. When you look at this so-called bubble this week brought, there's a link in the written commentary, a number of Wall Street CEOs that came out with the epiphany that there's likely to be a 10% correction in markets in the next 18 to 24 months. Again, another link to last week's commentary and the commentary before that. But as we've told you, that's a lot like me sitting here today telling you, I'm making the call that in 2026, it'll probably rain. It is just part of a year, a cycle for markets. Corrections are an ordinary part of things, not something we need to live in fear of, not something that should be making headline news, but again, gets the clicks and so it's there. But don't let it disrupt you from where you're at. On the positive side, a lot of great information, insights, with about 75% of companies reporting. Fundstrat comes out that 84% are beating estimates by a median of 6%, so that slightly ticks up week over week. Margin expansion over 6%, 7 of 11 sectors, positive margin expansion. That really speaks to the continued profitability of companies. All really strong. Where is a lot of this coming from? Certainly a lot of it's AI, but just a ton of capital expenditures. Companies putting money back into the economy for future growth. Torsten Slok puts up this great chart. Over $590 billion in projects still coming down the way. An additional $33 billion worth of commitments in the first half of this year. That's kind of investing back into the economy, investing into the projects that should, again, hopefully be a catalyst for growth moving forward. So that's all the data. This is all the noise. Want to make you aware, want to get you emotionally prepared for, again, what could be some issues, as well as some reasons for hope. But where do we want to put our focus? That comes back to our LIVE framework as we head in. Again, in the written commentary, you'll find this list of questions. Start with liquidity. As we're coming into 2026, any big projects, goals, dreams, needs, could be something as boring and unfortunate as a new roof. Could be that Italian vacation that you've always wanted to take with your wife, but do we have that money ready and in a safe place? If I do have a lot of cash, liquidity, have I optimized it? Is it sitting in an account paying me little to no interest that won't even preserve my purchasing power? Or can we find a better home for that? When it comes to income, reflect back on 2025. Did you have enough cash flow to meet your needs? Take comfort that that cash flow made it through a lot of different periods of volatility, hopefully. If we're generating all the income we can generate within one's portfolio and it's still not enough, do we need to readjust spending? Again, these are the questions. Volatility, 2025 gave you a great taste of it. How did you do? Did you panic? Did you lose too much sleep? Were you able to stay the course? What kinds of volatility tolerance changes might be appropriate heading into 2026? And lastly, you know, how did your assets perform? Did your stocks keep up with the stock market? Your bonds keep up with the bond market? Walking through how the overall portfolio did for how you were positioned. These are the kinds of things that we hope you're gonna spend your time focusing on in Q4 to have a great 2026. If you need help, someone you know needs help walking through these, understanding how they apply to them, it's always a joy for us to have that opportunity to walk that path, be that partner. Again, Buffett's old quote, risk comes from not knowing what you're doing, but that applies far more to our individual circumstances than attempting to predict what might come in the new year for markets. So you need that time, need that attention, need that partner, reach out anytime.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.